Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
All eyes are on Ohio, and the power of our votes has never mattered more for shaping the future of our nation and stopping radical Bernie Moreno's extremist agenda from rolling back our rights. Our civil rights are on the line. Our reproductive rights are on the line. Our voting rights are on the line. Senator Sherrod Brown believes in our shared freedoms, our American values, and our right to the American dream, not just for some of us, for all of us. That's why he's fought back against rising costs, capping the price of insulin, and introducing laws to crack down on predatory landlords jacking up rents in Black neighborhoods. This November, let's stand with Sherrod Brown, a proven leader who has always put us first. Every single vote will matter this election. Vote to re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by Ask Me People, AskMePeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Guys, welcome back to the Cloud Crew podcast. I'm here with K-Dub. What's going on, guys?
What's up?
Today, we're going to start today's podcast a little bit different than we normally would on any other day. We're actually going to be doing a little bit of an interview, or at least asking a few more questions, getting a little bit more into depth with K-Dub's previous gaming experience. Now, K-Dub, I really want to ask, what is like the first game that got you into gaming? What is something that made you go, hey man, this is something that I enjoy?
Whenever I was like 6 or 7, I want to say. I have really fuzzy memory from when I'm younger, but I think around then I started playing Donkey Kong 64 on the Nintendo 64, as well as like Super Mario 64, but I like Donkey Kong more than I liked Mario, for sure.
Understandable. I'm a little bit more of a Mario person myself, but I can kind of see the point. Donkey Kong was a little fun. Now, what is a game that like you really had to get into and that like you put a lot of time into to get better at?
Fortnite. Unfortunately, Fortnite.
Have you done anything with Fortnite? Have you ever played any tournaments or got to go through any leagues or anything?
Yeah, I played kind of like semi-professionally. Played a lot of tournaments with a couple people, and it was a decent little experience. It was when I was a little younger.
Can I ask how long did y'all really get into it? How long were y'all being competitive?
I started playing like actually competitively right after Arena released initially, which I think was season 8 of chapter 1. So I'd say like halfway through season 8 I started getting into the competitive scene. And then I played all the way up until like chapter 2, season 5 or 6, I think. And then the game started getting really stale to me.
Alrighty, and I want to know, what is your favorite game?
Like, of all time or currently?
We could do both. Give me an all-time, and then go ahead and give me your current newest favorite game.
Newest favorite? I'm really liking Sparking Zero. It's been, like, less than 24, a little over 24 hours. But I'm fucking with Sparking Zero. I enjoy beating people up in the game right now. I'm not gonna lie.
I can completely understand why. We'll get into that a little bit more later on, as I'm sure they'll see. Now, what is your all-time favorite?
I'm trying to think of what I would like actually consider my all-time favorite game.
I got a few that kind of like come to mind. So, like, just for me, I would, I'd probably say the original Call of Duty, because it's got me into gaming.
Call
of Duty Black Ops 1. My version of the original.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah,
It's the first ever Call of Duty I actually played.
I think it might have been the first one, like, I picked up a controller for as well.
Yeah, and so that's definitely one of my all-time favorites. Maybe that can kind of help spark some memories or something for you. But while you're thinking, I have a current favorite game that we were previously playing before Sparking Zero, and that is the Xenoverse, man. I love the customization. It's doing awesome. I know it's been out for a while, but
Xenoverse 2 has been out for like really 2017, maybe?
Alrighty. Were you able to think up of maybe a favorite all-time game, or maybe at least one that can compete up there for one of your tops?
A game that, like, I constantly have went back to for some reason, like, ever since I was really young. It's one of the very first games I played, like, outside of Nintendo, was the Prince of Persia series. They just, like, it held a really weird impact on my childhood psyche. That and Halo.
You said Halo?
Yeah.
I actually did not play Halo that much until I got older, and I've still barely played it.
It was a game where, like, you're either washed at it or it works. It's really weird. I don't know. It's a shooter unlike Call of Duty, for sure.
All right. And just kind of a last thing before we move on to our actual topics, I want to know, what is one game that you'd recommend somebody to go out and play?
Am I trying to, like, recommend it to anybody, or just, like...
Well, let's just say, like a friend, and let's just say you're, like, somebody that you casually go to.
If I were to, like, right now, have someone try a game, I would probably have them try either the Ultimate Ninja Storm games from Naruto, or like Xenoverse or Sparking Zero or something, because like those are the only unique games that I've really delved into recently.
Alrighty, so now to get into our actual topics for the day, we're going to be reviewing a few games. The first one we're going to be reviewing is going to be Black Ops 6. Now, we know it was just in beta, but K-Dub, tell me, how do you think the movement was in your time of getting to play it?
I mean, it's different. It's probably going to be, like, the only major skill gap in it.
Dude, I'm not going to lie to you. The movement, I thought was really smooth, but I thought it was hilarious how you could use people as shields. Do you know how many people I seen get bent over on beds?
Quite a few, yeah. No, I definitely saw that quite a bit, too.
No, man, I swear. Open chat, they'd just be screaming help.
Yeah, and whenever you're forced into being held in that game, if you have a mic, it forces you into prox chat. So you will be talking to whoever grabbed you. You have no choice in the matter. So
imagine, they're just like, hey man, you're pretty. Let me
There's a viral clip of someone that I actually know personally. His name's Racerize, and he posted a clip of that exact scenario. He actually grabbed a Call of Duty player and drug him into a shower and told him he was going to force him to take a shower. And the clip ended up getting picked up by like major game redistribution networks and stuff. And it was one of the funnier clips of the Black Ops 6 beta.
Most definitely. You're going to have to send that to me because that's crazy. Now, you mentioned that you think that the movement's going to be the only real big skill gap. So are you thinking that the mechanics such as like aiming, it's also going to be the same type of competitiveness as it was previously for Black
Ops. It'll probably feel the exact same as Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3, the last year's game. It'll probably feel identical to that, aiming, shooting-wise. I mean, it really did, honestly. Because they're made on the same game engine. They're built on the same game engine. The only real difference is the weapons, the locations, and the movement.
I kind of noticed that the movement felt similar, but the complete 360 being able to sprint, you know, and being able to leap and dive and stuff, I think it adds a little bit more of a goofy side to the game than it does competitive. But I can see how, like, if you were able to you effectively use, like, your movement, it could be very competitive. So I really think that the movement definitely could be a competitive edge, but at the same time, I think it kind of adds a little bit more playful thought to it. I definitely think they'll probably make some type of restriction on grabbing people before too long.
I doubt it.
There has to be something, dude.
People, I really doubt it. If they don't care.
I'm telling you, the game, the Call of Duty popularity and community will want to die off.
If they take that from the game,
do you know how
every content creator will stop playing it? Because that is going to be the only content profitable thing in the entire game.
Do you know, bro? Like,
Other than zombies, I guess.
Oh yeah, well, zombies. I love of just playing zombies. It's always something I've just enjoyed.
If the maps are mid, we riot.
But yes, that's what I'm about to say. We have to have solid maps. I actually have not seen too much on the zombies. Have you?
Nope, purposefully avoiding it, because if I'm going to be disappointed, I'm going to be disappointed on my own fucking terms.
No, I hope not. That's okay. Now, another game that I kind of want to get into, we mentioned earlier, is the Dragon Ball Sparking Zero, man. Explain to me, or explain to the audience, more or less, some of your views on it, man, because I know I loved the game.
I mean, I've been beating the fuck out of people. I grinded the entire Gohan story and did his, like, little alternate timelines.
At first, you were so mad. I was so mad. Vegeta.
No, you've got to understand. I'm still pissed off. I'm still really angry. Like, the anger hasn't subsided at all. I just stopped playing it right before we started recording for this episode, and I'm pretty sure I just got my ass handed to me by, like, fucking Goku or something. I don't remember. I was getting, like, very frustrated. I went and laid with the cat for like 20 minutes because of frustration.
Dude, it has.
The boss fights are ridiculous.
How competitive it is. It's a decently hard game, you know.
It's also like a vast control difference between it and Xenoverse, and I've been playing so much Xenoverse. So like trying to control it is really strange. I miss
on Xeno, man. You use all different controls. The movement's even a little different.
I just like got angry thinking about how many times my ultimates have been parried. Literally just smacked away. Like, I'll send a Kamehameha, a super Kamehameha, at fucking Frieza, and he literally will stare at it and smack it away like I'm a bitch.
Hey, man. It maybe you are. I'm just saying.
I won the fight.
How many tries? I know we've had
the Goku and Frieza one. I beat it originally first try, but there was two parts to it. There was a path where you beat him with the spirit bomb, like in the anime, and then there was one where you managed to do it without the spirit bomb, and I did it both ways. The one without the spirit bomb, though, fucked me up like 9 fucking times. I was getting like very, very angry. You were just over there doing whatever you were doing, and I was over here just like staring at the screen, frowning.
And you looked angry every time I looked over, man.
I was.
No, I really do. I like the graphics in the game. I'm going to be 100% honest with you.
They're incredible.
The animation in the game is really smooth. Now, once you get into a combo, it's
I've been learning how to break out of combos. We were just ignorant to a lot of the controls I've learned.
Oh, I 100% think it was player error that I was getting my ass kicked.
I still think it is, but I'm not going to lie to you. The best players in the world are also saying that the AI is fucking insane in this game. Like,
hey, maybe it is.
Great Ape maybe Vegeta crap, will man. Grab spam you. And
no. Mine, I was versing the Great Ape, one of the Great Apes, man, and they kept grabbing me and smacking me on the top of my head. I was like, bro, don't pet me.
It was Vegeta. He was doing it to me too because I had to do the fight because you did it in the alter.
Call me out like that. They didn't need to know about Vegeta. It could have been many Great Apes.
No, because everybody's complaining about the Vegeta fight, man. It's just Vegeta. It's Vegeta every fucking time. He's a bitch. Fuck Vegeta. Actually, I like Vegeta.
Vegeta himself, okay, is a whole character. I like to see what his storyline is. I can't wait to actually get in and
yeah, he has his own storyline in this game. I'm not sure what they're going to do with that, but
that is what is really crazy about the game right now is seeing how many different storylines you can play.
I played through the Gohan one. I've played a decent bit of the Goku one.
I've only played
a little bit. Few games. Yeah. And then there's one for like Vegeta, Piccolo, there's definitely others I don't remember for some reason. Like, I feel like Trunks might... Oh, Goku Black. You can play as Goku Black.
Didn't you have to fight Gohan Black?
Yeah, that was an interesting Goku one, yeah.
I mean, in Gohan's version?
Yeah, in the one of the Gohan split stories, I think they're called Sparkling Episodes. You have to, like... There's certain missions that if you complete within certain circumstances, you unlock an alternate storyline. And
did you get to unlock the one-armed Goku?
Yeah, the Gohan Black story was the Sparking Episodes.
Nice.
To get that one, you had to beat up the Frieza Force soldier and Frieza within, like, I think 2 minutes. You would have to take their full HP in it.
Yep.
So you watched me do that one, like, angrily for, like, 45 minutes. Yeah, that's what
I
was about
to say. I remember you getting so close, and then...
Frieza just sticking me in like an infinite combo and then death beating me. Yeah, he used his
finger like a butt plug on you. It was rough.
That's crazy.
It was just what I seen, man. It's 100% honest.
It ruined my whole state of mind. That whole time I was sitting there thinking, I'm going to uninstall it. I just downloaded it. I'm going to uninstall it. No. And then I had to fight Frieza in gold right after.
Yes, I didn't know. See, I happened to look over at the time. You were also fighting Frieza Gold. It looked like a fun fight. I'll leave that.
That one took far less attempts because I didn't have a time limit on it. But, like, I died twice at least.
No. But I really, like, for it just coming out, I like the game, but I'm going to be 100% honest. I think Xenoverse has more customization to it than Sparking Zero does. Now, right now, I will say Sparking Zero has the graphic advantage, it looks like. I like the...
It has the roster advantage, too. It has 184 playable characters.
That's true. That is true. But, I mean, with some of the characters, you're also probably going to see some repeats. I mean, it's bound to happen, man.
I mean, yeah, there's characters. Probably, I think there's like 12 Gokus, but that's...
12 Gokus. It's like, hey, man, we'll give you 100 skins, but Goku, 9 of them.
Goku with a different gi. Then we have like small Goku with a pole, small Goku from GT. I mean, there's obviously characters like that. You just run into that with fucking Dragon Ball.
That you do, because there's so many different forms and different styles of the game.
The game actually has like a costume system too that we haven't really like looked at all. That's true. Don't know how it works.
But we've also played through the...
At Kroger Pharmacy, Care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
It's a great time to save big on everything for your next project at Menards. Get free estimates fast on new energy-efficient windows from Jeld-Wen. Choose from vinyl or wood windows and customize the perfect size and unique features for your home. Save big on all Jeld-Wen windows today. View our entire selection of Jeld-Wen windows on Menards.com. Plus the weekly flyer for other great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
The entire Xeno. So we still have so much of the Sparking Zero left to even try to beat to really give a great comparison. But
my initial reaction is really, really positive.
No, it is. But right now, I'm still leaning more towards Xeno just because of the customization, man. I like having my own type of Super Saiyan that I can personally beat the living shit out of everyone with, you know? Make myself overpowered and completely destroy. In this one, it feels like you're still having to use their main characters, so you don't have like become a part of the storyline yourself. But what I do like is how you can change the storyline.
Yeah.
Now, that's something that is kind of intriguing because it's like, what will it lead to, you know? Like, what's going to be the finishing results if you do change it?
Yeah. The only other game with the style of Xenoverse, other than the first Xenoverse, is I Shinobi Striker, and I've been doing a lot of research on that because I really like those games too, like that style of game, the creative character games. But
and it's Shinobi Striker is one you mentioned earlier that you'd recommend to people, man. And as I said, I completely see why. Shinobi Striker is one of those games that, one, you can play alone, and two, you can also play with somebody else. You know, so like it gets a little bit of a community to it, as well as some self play if needed, or if you just feel like you don't want to be around people.
Yeah.
Now, we've also played a few of the other Naruto games as well.
We've played, I believe, like Ultimate Ninja Storm Full Burst 3, Ultimate Ninja Storm 4, Ninja Storm Connections, which kind of gets frowned upon by a lot of people nowadays because, one, it's like DLC cash grab, and two, it just was like a rehash of the last game with no real new systems in place. It just felt like a weaker version of the last game with more characters.
I'm not gonna lie, a lot of games do tend to do that though. Like, they tend to kind of put the almost the exact same thing up again and again, you know. And that's,
I mean,
it's like the creativity goes away.
Call of Duty for the last 8 years has been doing it, so
no, Call of Duty hit a rough patch, man. I've been waiting for a good comeback and just haven't seen it yet, you know?
Probably never will.
That's just my opinion, though. There are people that are out there that love Call of Duty, man. And don't get me wrong, I play Call of Duty. I don't care to hop on. But at the same time, it's just, right now, it's just not a game that really, at least, gives me that tick for my ADHD, you know?
Yeah.
So, what I want to get into now is a little bit of the Budokai Tenkaichi 3 compared to the Dragon Ball. Ugh.
Sparking Zero.
Yeah, sorry.
That happens.
No, I got a huge thing of mucus in my mouth for a second, and I was about to give that all to it. But then I was like, okay, I don't have a place to spit. So I had to stop myself. And like mid-spit, I was like...
It's probably for the best. It's probably for the best.
I'm not gonna lie. I kind of felt violated by myself.
That's a crazy fucking thing to have to say out loud.
Listen, honesty is the best policy. But anyway, Budokai Tenkaichi 3, and I want to compare it to the Sparking Zero.
Well, yeah. Now,
the reason being is, one, we know it's supposed to be kind of a sequel to Budokai Tenkaichi 3.
Yeah.
And two, a lot of the main competitors and a lot of the online playing for Dragon Ball Z played Budokai Tenkaichi 3. And I know we talked about that a little bit off screen.
And they've played it for like 15 years. Like for like the last 15 years, they just haven't abandoned the game.
No,
they've made mods and stuff to like HD retexture it, and there's like a Budokai Tenkaichi 4 mod that completely revitalizes the game, and like they just play on emulators and fight each other for hours, and they run tournaments, and it's like where the biggest part of the Dragon Ball Pro League per se takes place.
No, and I know Budokai Tenkaichi 3 had some pretty nice and crisp, and I mean crisp gameplay, man.
Especially for the time, it being like a PlayStation 2 game, it was crazy. Of course, you had problems like Broly from Z being in the game, and he was broken.
Well, that's just because Broly in Broly Z is cracked himself. Now,
he's in Sparking Zero, by the way. I just haven't
picked. Yeah, I don't want to run into him yet. Because if the AI,
they have both types of Broly in this one. Actually, they have Broly Z and they have Super Broly. So, both are problems.
So wait a second. Are you telling me I could have a Broly on Broly match?
You could have a team match of Broly and Broly.
No, I don't want them on. I want to see what they do against each other.
Yeah. If you felt like doing that, you absolutely could.
I'm gonna make them run the ones forcefully. I'm just gonna make them fight each other.
Do it.
It's gonna be like a dog fight.
After this episode,
we're placing bids on it.
Yeah, after this game, we can just see what the fuck happens.
I'm gonna sit there for a solid hour watching Broly on Broly.
Run a bracket. Hold on, pause. We're not gonna watch Broly on Broly. Pause.
No. Hold up. It's not what I meant. Maybe. Okay, Jacob,
wait a
minute. I'm kidding. I'm paused. Okay, we're paused right now. but no, Budokai Tenkaichi 3. I didn't play it very long. I kind of played it for a few months, and then stopped.
I'm definitely like a novice at it. I never really got into like Dragon Ball games super heavy. Like I watched my uncle play them a lot whenever I was younger, so that's how I know of the Budokai Tenkaichi scene. But like I didn't really get into actual Dragon Ball fighting games myself until like recently this year. I kind of didn't care for the anime all that much for a lot of my childhood.
Oh, I know. You were trashing on it, but the reason you were trashing on it is because I think you watched Dragon Ball GT first.
I did watch GT first, but
that is a problem.
I can still confidently say a lot of it is just brainless fighting, and that was my biggest complaint. But mixed in with the brainless fighting, there is fighting that holds some substance, and that's where I think it excels.
It does, and most of it is just a combat.
But like I say that, but one of my favorite scenes is in Super during the Tournament of Powers, the whole awakening of Ultra Instinct, and the Tournament of Powers is literally pointless fighting.
Oh yeah, because
Goku literally looked at Zeno and said, "Hey, I want to fight strong people. I have this idea," and Zeno said, "All right."
And word. They put the universe on it. Actually, man. They put all the universes.
Put the whole universe on the line just because Goku was bored.
No, they put all the universes, bro. They were like,
"Say, you know what? Fuck it. You can die. It happens, I guess."
But no, okay. Just to kind of get onto it, man. I want to ask you with specifically the mechanics for comparing like Dragon Ball Tenkaichi 3. Compared to what they have came out with Zero right now, I think Zero has better combat. That's my view compared to the Tetsu 3. And I think it's clearly why, one, the animation makes it way smoother. Okay, it just looks smoother. It's visually pleasing.
Yeah, I mean, the 15-year technology different, definitely.
Yeah, and it could just be me, but the PlayStation 2 controllers are not the same as the PlayStation 4 controllers that we were using. So that instantly made it feel so much better.
Yeah, playing anything with a old controller is just a little dicey. They feel loose, and you never want that.
Yeah, no, stick drift used to be a huge issue for a lot of the early consoles. I mean, it's still an issue with a lot of them now.
Yeah, I'll shatter this controller when it starts stick drifting, I'm not gonna lie to you. The last controller I had that stick drift, it was a camo PlayStation 4 controller, right? And it started stick drifting in the middle of a Fortnite tournament, and I squeezed it so hard the inside internals stopped working. I didn't mean to.
Did it break?
No part of the plastic or the housing or the motherboard inside of it was broken. It just, I squeezed it so hard that it stopped working.
You like choked the life out of it? I don't know how that works in a control, but hey, I mean, whatever happened, I mean, I guess it, did you get a new one?
Yeah, I got a new controller. I actually had a new controller on standby because I broke them a lot. I was getting known for smacking controllers off of walls.
Gamer rage. That's something that never happens.
I was like 15. Give me a break.
You would still do it now, don't you lie?
No, every time I get angry enough to throw the controller, I sit the controller down and stare at you.
Is that why you look very angry all the time? I always think you're zoning out.
Sometimes it is zoning out, but like if it's particularly after a bad game of Fortnite or something and I just happen to set the controller down with a little haste and then just turn with a glare, it's anger.
I mean, it'll buff.
That game by far makes me more angry than anything. Like, I don't even know if I have fun playing Fortnite anymore. I just know I play it.
Dude, Fortnite now, I hated when they had the whole just added the car thing, and then they added in the grenade launcher. And,
oh, last season?
Yeah, oh yeah. That's
the whole entirety of last season until Reload came out?
Yeah, no. That's why I didn't really play last season. I waited until they got rid of the grenade launcher.
They didn't have them in ranks, so we played a little bit of that, I guess.
No, we did. We played a little.
But last season, kind of bad. This season wasn't much better, I'm not going to lie to you.
Well, Fortnite is weird, man. We just now started, like, ranked Reload.
We're Diamond and Reload and regular BR right now.
Yeah.
But, like, both experiences in that game are mind-numbing in their own way. Reload's mind-numbing because you don't get to breathe. There's no such thing. That's not an option. So your brain is in constant overdrive, so at some point, you're just like, and then regular BR, nothing ever happens until the last three fights, and then out of nowhere, six people are standing on your wall looking at you through it, waiting for you to breathe.
Why'd you make it menacingly? I feel like that was uncalled for. I felt like that was a Diddy situation there, man.
A what?
A Diddy situation.
A Diddy situation?
Yeah, dude, you scared me just now.
I scared you. Okay. Yes. A Diddy situation?
Now, I was over here thinking Fortnite, right?
Are you back in that corner behind me shivering, man?
Dude, I'm terrified. Derek's guarding me right now. Yeah, that's right.
Why is Derek face down ass up?
He's not. Derek's a stuffed animal. Let's clarify this. He's a huge stuffed dinosaur that I have here, guys. Now,
and why right in front of the kitty? Why in front of the kitty?
The cat's sleeping. That's the cat's fault. Now, we're not skipping over what I was just talking about. we were talking about how I was mindlessly thinking about Fortnite game, and then out of nowhere, I hear you in the background.
Are you caressing in the back of his head with your finger right now, man? That's all you're drawing on the back of his shit, bro.
They don't need to know that I'm back here petting Derek.
I turned around and you made eye contact with me, listen, and you were one finger tracing the back of his shit.
The moment we start uploading the videos onto YouTube, it's going to be a whole nother ordeal. I feel terrible for everyone that views. I'm so sorry. Y'all are about to see some bizarre things going on at the most random times.
I'd be randomly like Millie rocking or shit during this podcast. Earlier, while you were facing the wall, I was just like randomly hitting dance moves. And then I would just turn around and you were just staring at the wall. We were just like two characters in very different scenarios.
But no, I do want to get a scaling for you, though. Well, from you. For the Sparking Zero, 1 to 10, man, right now. What are you saying you rated? Because right now, I'm thinking so far it's at least going to be an 8.
You know,
potential 8.
It's definitely a 9 for me, but like with how hard the AI beats my ass, I want to give it a 2. But that's it's purely biased reason. Right, suck my dick.
You cannot blame the AI.
It's all the fucking AI's fault, man. I'm as skilled in it. Oh, fuck, I dropped the torch. Never mind. Yeah, that whole statement's gone.
Hey, yeah, you're such a skilled individual.
Kill yourself. Over there. Joking. For clarification.
Lies. He's mean to me all the time.
Fuck you mean, man. I'm pretty sure I'm the victim here.
Okay, that might be true. I will say... My girlfriend does terrorize him. And then our cat just beats us all up. Like, she slits our wrist.
Cat owns the house, basically, at the end of the day. She's sleeping dead center of my bed right now. And in the middle of it.
But, guys, I really just want to shout out the Instagram guys, our TikTok, our Facebook, and our Twitter. We're going to put the... links in the bio so that way y'all can get to them easily. On Instagram, we're OG Cloud Crew, who all won together. TikTok, we're OG Cloud Crew with it looks like a winky emoji at the end, but it's not an actual emoji. You know how like you type in the emojis? That's the smile with the wink, you know? Okay, don't judge. Facebook is just Cloud Crew Podcast, guys. Look for the logo. Y'all see us. And Twitter is just Cloud Crew as well. So, guys, just make sure that y'all go like, subscribe, stay tuned. We're going to be giving out so much more. We're going to try to get some video, as we mentioned before, as well. But we definitely thank you all for tuning in. See y'all next time.
Later.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
We know there's power in our numbers. We've seen the impact we make when we stand together. So let's stand with candidates who represent us in Washington, D.C., not extremist Bernie Moreno. If elected, Moreno can make the Radical Project 2025 playbook a reality, endangering our democracy and our hard-won rights and freedoms. Together, we can stop Marino and his allies from reversing everything our ancestors fought for. Social security, voting rights, and more. Sherrod Brown always stands up for the well-being of our community, capping the price of life-saving drugs like insulin and cracking down on predatory landlords jacking up rents in black neighborhoods. Black power is in our votes. Let's use it today. Vote now to re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by AFSCME People, AFSCMEPeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.